Blog Talk Radio.
It's almost time.
You right there with the pretzel. Time to sit down.
Who's, man? Yeah.
Hey, you going to the concession stand. You going to the bathroom. Come back. The show's about to start.
Got my boys. We out here ready. We about to do some high-flying, high-slamming, slammer-jammer, three-point shooting between the legs, behind your back, through your legs, on your neck. Hey, everybody, if you guys are getting your seats, I'm singing the national anthem.
Ready.
It's time to... I put it down the babies, put down the pepperoni.
Let's go!
5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
game time!
Welcome, family, to 2013 Blog Talk Radio Show, PCP Network. I'm your host, M.H. Scott, and I'm going to promise you a wonderful year of information and very, very filled with excitement and information and ways just to help you get through this recruiting process. And, you know, here recently I've looked at it from a altogether different perspective and not only want to focus on helping you get through the recruiting process, but also we want to also help you focus on helping your child avoid those issues such as NCAA violations and getting caught up with the wrong people at the wrong place in the wrong time. And so I'm going to stretch out and connect with a few experts in the field and a few parents that have, in other words, been there, done that, and make sure that they are able to supply us with as much information as possible. But, you know, I can't start my show without going to my man, Mr. Keith Wright, first and seeing what he has to say. Keith, where you at? Haven't heard from you.
Student of the game, had people front and talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain, and if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friends. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end, and when the ball starts bouncing on my diploma out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching. I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making small cool. That's how I do.
He's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. That's how he do. And you know, parents, I like to try to make sure I stress that point each and every time. And at the same time, just kind of like put that bug in your ear to share that information with your child. It's okay to make smart cool, you know, because oftentimes our children as athletes have that stigma attached to them of dumb jocks. And, you know, we want to definitely make sure we get away from that because there's nothing wrong with being an educated jock. That's where you educated athlete. That way you are able to check all the dots and cross all the T's at the end of the day and walk away with your degree, your diploma, and then your degree later on down the line. But, you know, I want to let folks out there know in the social media network that I'm on the air. And if they want to join us, they can give us a call today at 646-929-2416. 646-929-2416. Looking to hear from somebody today. But, you know, today is just going to be like a basic show, just a 2013 opening. And I didn't put a whole lot in the dialogue box as far as what we're going to talk about today, because I'm just going to give you just a real simple overview of what we're doing and who we have on as invited guests this year. So if you bear with me for a second, I'm going to give you an overview of who we have out there and who's going to be on with us this year, because we have a lot of great folks that we have invited to the show this year. Now, let me tell you what my option and my goal is for this year. We're going to work diligently at ensuring that we give you four quality shows each month. And I say four quality shows, and every now and then you'll get that bonus when we got a month that has 5 weeks in it. But we're going to give you four quality shows each month. So we've lined up a number of guests from various parts of the country and various background and experiences. And we want to have these folks come on and just share their insight on, you know, their experience, you know, youth sports, everything from youth sports to professional sports, everything across the board. We're not going to pull back anything. We're not going to overlook anything. We're going to try to address each and every area as we can. So if you want to talk to us today, give us a call at 646-929-2416. I'll slow that down and say that again. You can give us a call at 646-929-2416. Well, you know, I'm just going to go through the list of guests that we have invited to the show this year and give you just a little background on who they are and what they do and, you know, what they have accomplished. In no particular order, just some folks as I started thinking about who we need to bring on the show, just jotting down a bunch of names this year. I'd like to get, I haven't heard back from her yet, but I'm quite sure she's going to be excited about coming on the show because we've talked on a few other occasions and she's looking forward to being on the show, Miss Ann Ritter. She wrote a book probably about 2 years ago called Parenting an Athlete. Parenting an Athlete. Very good book. If you get a chance, parents, go out there and check it out and see what you think about the book, Parenting an Athlete. It's a very good book, and hopefully we can get Ann on this year with us and see what Ann has to share with us. You know, she talks about in her book the role that a parent plays in the development of their child. Is crucial, you know, especially when it comes down to being athletic or have an athletic child. So she talks about that role that a parent has to develop and have, how they have to be there for their child. And a lot of stuff that we've talked about over the years, but she spills it out for us in a book. And like I said, very good work. Kudos go out to Ann for her wonderful piece that she decided to share with us, and hopefully we can get her on to talk about her book and how she went through and made her story a success story. Next person we're going to have on is Rial Thornton. And Rial is a parent of a current college athlete, high-profile athlete. I've watched this young man for a number of years. And noticed that he really has something going on. You know, he really, really has a focus. But she's a parent that that I know personally that has been deeply involved in her child's life and, you know, the recruiting process and the whole works all the way through from start to finish. Had the pleasure of meeting her probably about 4 or 5 years ago. And we talked about, you know, a few things and, you know, what some of the things that she noticed that could help the process or help parents better understand. And she's a very strong advocate for her child, very strong supporter of the young college athletes that's going through the process. And she's seen some things and have great experience at the high level of Division I sports. So hopefully we can get her on this year, and she can share also something good with us as well. Next person I have is my man, the coach, Coach Rick Wolf. Coach Rick Wolf, you can find him or you can catch him every Sunday morning at 8 a.m. from 8 to 9 p.m. every Sunday morning at WFAN. Or you can check out his blog as well, Ask Coach Wolf. Ask Coach Wolf. Wolf is spelled W-O-L-F-F. W-O-L-F-F. Great blog. He's covered all topics. Again, parent of some superstar athletes of his own. But since then, he's went on to have done some phenomenal things in the world of sports parenting. And, you know, just giving the parents an opportunity to sound off from time to time. And he brings in also some experts and let them talk about the different things that's changing in youth sports. Matter of fact, recently I listened to one of his shows over the holiday. And I try to catch the shows as often as possible and listen to one of his shows over the holiday. And he highlighted where a parent didn't really care how the traveling team was going and decided to create their own league because they didn't feel as though that the traveling team was doing what was in the best interest of the children. So as a result, they decided to put something together and go from there. So Coach Wolf will be joining us this year. We'll probably have him on sometime middle part of the year, I think June, July time frame, you know, when things are normally pretty heated up as far as summer activity for the kids. You know, he normally has some great stuff in. This year I also reached out to a coach, Mario Sosa. Mario is he is a hockey coach. And, you know, I haven't really talked a whole lot about hockey and really haven't gotten into the sport myself. And I'm interested in learning how hockey and, you know, how that actually plays out. Because, you know, I see hockey as being another one of those major revenue sports that colleges could latch on to. You know, because if you look at it currently, your two major revenue sports in colleges, football and basketball, and that's where the majority of things are happening is football and basketball programs. But hopefully we can get Mario on and, like I said, we'll have him on with the next few months or so, and it should be another great show because I'm interested in finding out, you know, if there's any difference, and I wouldn't think that there would be a whole lot of difference on what he does and what hockey parents are doing in reference to, you know, your football, baseball, and basketball parents are doing and thinking. Next, we have Mr. David Benzel. David has been on the show one time before and talked about how to get the best out of your athlete. And at the same time, you as a parent, how can you assist that athlete? But mainly David focuses on, you know, athlete overcoming a lot of the challenges. Along with these next two speakers as well, Ms. Lauren Fogelman, she's also been on the show, and she talks a lot about, you know, just understanding the mindset of an athlete and he or she understanding what they need to do to get the best out of their performance as well. You know, Lauren was also interviewed after they came out with the show Necessary Roughness. And Lauren has been out there in the business for a number of years. And believe it or not, parents, she is a avid athlete herself. Or the last time we spoke about a year ago, she was still out there competing. And she was competing at a very high level. So hopefully we'll get Lauren on. next person we have is Mr. Craig Siegel. Craig is an expert in mental toughness, and Craig will bring some insight. And I'll probably have him tag team on with Lauren because their conversation is somewhat around the same area. But Craig talks a lot about mental toughness and how to understand that when you're in the game, it's about you in the game. It's you know, you, your teammates in the game, you know, blocking out all the other little things, learning how to get over the little adversities that you may be faced with during the time that you're out there playing. So Craig gets into that, and he is pretty good at what he does. Next, as a matter of fact, you know what, Craig and Lauren will probably be on sometime this month, and I'll publish that long in advance when they will actually be on. But I'm going to try to get those two on sometime this month to kick off the year with just that insight of what your athletes need to do. If they start working on it now, this time next year when we start having this conversation, they'll be ready for anything. Next, we have and confirmed a young lady by the name of Miss Tracy Gaze. Now, Tracy's been around the sport for a while. She doesn't have any children that are athletes, but she's been around quite a few high-profile athletes and have seen, you know, what it looks like at the end of the day or what it looks like, you know, after you went through the college stage, the high school stage, after you went through the college stage. And now how are you preparing yourself and getting yourself on track as far as being ready for the next stage in your life. So Tracy's going to share that with us. She's agreed to come on and share some insight with us as far as what these athletes and young men and women can do to start preparing themselves right away. Next, we have Mr. Everett Glenn. Everett is the president of the National Sports Authority. Check them out at www.NSA, the National Sports Authority.com. I believe that's the website. I don't want to misquote the website, but I believe it's www.NationalSportsAuthority.com. But National Sports Authority is a organization that just came on board here within the last few years or so. And they are doing some very promising things as far as helping our athletes get a better understanding of how to take advantage of this situation. You know, you are a high school athlete moving into the college ranks. You're playing at the college level, even if you don't make it on to the next level, how to tap into some of them billions of dollars that the sporting industry is generating each year. And as we know, you know, the sporting industry in itself generates well over $5 million a year. So, you know, that's something that we need to really and truly look at and tell our athletes, hey, you need to get involved in it. Get involved in it. Check it out. See if it works out for you. You know, because if you have that love and that passion and that drive for sports, then why not stay in the sporting industry? Why not stay close to the game, you know? And that's something that Everett talks about with the National Sports Authority. Next we have Mr. Greg Turner. Greg Turner is the current director of iHoops. iHoops is that organization that was formed probably about 3 years ago. It is a culmination of NBA and NCAA, and it helps young athletes focus on their transition and focusing on bettering their game. And they have all types of information out there, so you want to check out their site as well, www.ihoops.com. And like I said, Greg Turner will be on with us, and Greg will share some things with us as far as direction that iHoop is going in and, you know, how to get the best out of that situation as well. Next we have Miss Dr. Danielle Mincy White. Dr. Danielle Mincy White has been on with us before as well, and she talks about life after college sports. Again, you know, some of these folks talk about the same thing, but she talks about how parents can get involved and help their children get a better understanding or a just simply a better feel for what they need to do and some of the other things. And let me jump back to Everett. Everett also has a program called BOSS, which is Business of Sports Summit. And the Business of Sports Summit also highlights college, high school athletes, gives them the opportunity to sit down and talk with other professionals in the sporting industry. And kind of like sits there for, you know, 2-3 hours and have just a little one-on-one session with them to get a better understanding of what sports medicine is all about, sports management is all about, sports media is all about, advertising, marketing, all the different things that plays into sports, grounds, security, you know, the whole works, and making sure that they have a good, solid understanding of these are some of the other things that you can get involved in the sporting industry. But Danielle Mincy, Dr. Danielle Mincy White brings another perspective to the flow as well. Our next guest, or actually our next two guests, invited guests, have been with their children from start to finish. Matter of fact, Mrs. Ann Henson, and I truly hope that we can get her on because she has two prominent college athletes. Not only she has a young man that just recently was drafted, but she also has a daughter that plays basketball as well. And she plays at a high-profile program. And next person we have is Miss Shirley Barnes. Again, we have another NBA draftee, and she should be able to share some information with us as well. So these are two parents that definitely are in touch with what's going on and how they help their children or assisted their children and to getting to the next stage. Next we have is Janice Merriler. Janice has a blog for sports parents as well, but she also has a panel of experts that she has. Brought in to assist her with, you know, just getting information out to parents and getting a better understanding of how we as parents can get the best out of our children or how we as parents can assist our children in multiple ways, you know, and making sure that they get the best out of their goals and their dreams. We have Miss Lynette Wright and Miranda Lovett, two parents of professional athletes, you know, and their children have been at the professional level for a number of years now, and they will be here and be on the line to share with us their success story as well. And actually, Lynette, her daughter, is played for the WNBA, and Miranda, her son, is at the NFL level. So hopefully we can get them in. Next guest I reached out to was Miss Natalie Hawkins. Natalie Hawkins, we may have all heard that name and may have actually all seen that face at some point in time, and I truly, truly hope that we can reach out to her and get her on the show. But she is the mother of Gabby Douglas, who is our U.S. gold medalist. And hopefully we can get her on and she can share some information with us as well. You know, as far as some of the things that she has experienced as a parent. And see, this is all stories and experiences, parents, that we can truly get the best out of, you know, when we decide to just sit and talk and communicate with each other. You know, I want to take a little break here, throw Keith back up for a second, and now come back up and wrap up my list. ¶¶
another game. Had people frontin' talk about me, but that ain't no thing. See, I know I would make it with the knowledge in my brain. And if I succeed with that, then B-Ball would do the same. I can't complain, the situation that I'm in. Meeting different connects that turn out to be my friend. I know it'll turn out great when my 4 years come to an end. And when the ball starts bouncing, I'm out the former, out the pen. But I'm hating then. Playing ball is just a small part. With this education, I have a great start. And if you work hard for the teachers, they might be showing love in the stands or in the bleachers. I'm only preaching, I'm just trying to spit knowledge and acknowledge opportunities at your disposal when you get to college. I use ball as a tool. Now every day I'm living and I'm making smart cool. That's how I do.
Again, my man Keith said he's making smart cool. He's making smart cool. Last time I believe I had the opportunity to speak to Keith was early part of November. I just so happened to run into him in Atlanta, and he was out checking out one of the Hawks games, and I just so happened to be at that particular game. And he said he was on his way to Switzerland to play professional ball over there in Switzerland. So, you know, good luck to my man Keith, and hopefully we'll hear more from him and see what else is going on in his life and his world as he prepares to move on to the next stage of his life after graduating, I want to stress that point, after graduating from Harvard University, you know, moving on to bigger and better things. But that was my man, Mr. Keith Wright. But, you know, just going through the rest of my list here and identifying some of the folks that we have reached out to, Coach Jeff Trickey, wonderful football camp, quarterback camp. But, you know, one thing that I found out about the camp parents is that, you know, the camp that Coach Trickey puts on, and I'm not, you know, just saying this just to promote anybody in particular. I'm saying this because I actually had the opportunity to attend the camp, and I found that he's not one of the ones that tell parents, okay, well, you need to go stand on the sideline and get out the way. He wants parents to be there and be involved. So Coach Jeff Trickey, wonderful guy, and hopefully we can get him on. Next person that I had the opportunity to talk to was a gentleman by the name of Rob Little. And Rob is founder and CEO of Black Sports Online and does a wonderful thing, has a website up. Check it out, www.blocksportsonline. Wonderful, wonderful information that he keeps out there. I'm going to try to get him on during Black History Month and let Rob talk a little bit about what's going on in his world. Next young lady, I've known her for a number of years. We just recently reconnected and kind of find out that she's heavily involved in sports or trying to do something positive for the kids in the community. By the name of Miss Avis Gardner, who created and formed her own sports league, you know, in her city. And this is just out of scratch, you know. I was really impressed with that. And I just want to get her take on the parents' reaction, how do they perceive it, and, you know, what made her decide to do it. She is also a parent of some prominent athletes as well. But they've moved on and they're no longer in the game, but I'm quite sure they are successful in their endeavors wherever they decide to do thereafter. Well, you know, my last two guests that I decided to highlight, and definitely without a doubt, these gentlemen here are very promising, and I'm truly hoping I can get both of them on together. We're going to run a 4-hour show or hour-and-a-half show. Ramogi Huma and Mark Eisenberg. Now, Mr. Huma is the founder of the National College Players Association. You know, we've heard about the National Basketball Players Association. Now we're hearing about the National College Players Association. And he is a very strong, proactive, and I say that and I stress that point, proactive side of it, because a very strong and proactive advocate for college athletes. You know, he's done some things, and his organization has done some things for college athletes that have made a big difference in the sporting industry. And we want to support him and make sure that he's still out there doing those positive things and just, you know, keeping the word out there and making sure that everybody's informed. So we're going to definitely connect and make sure that he shares his information and insight on what he has going on with our audience as well. You know, last but not least, a very good young man. I've, again, met him over the last few years or so. And actually, I met him through another parent, another proactive parent. And come to find out, he's trying to do some positive thing for, you know, our athletes as well. But, you know, one of the biggest things that I found is that, you know, he's out there on the ground floor running with it. And thought I had his book here in front of me. But he has a couple good books out. And he's out there making sure that, you know, again, similar to what Mr. Humor is doing, he's making sure that athletes are getting fair opportunity and just a fair understanding. We're trying to eventually get away from these crazy issues of even athletes that make it onto a professional level and then at the end of the day to turn around. That's a sad story. You know, that's a sad story. And the numbers alone on what these athletes end up doing is just phenomenal. And somewhere along the line, parents, I think if we start at an early enough time period in their lives and in their sports career, then we could avoid that. We could avoid this. Working together, working with and through each other is going to be the key. So we here at the Parents, Coaches, Parents Network, you know, we like to work with the motto, help us help you, you know. And as many of the folks as I can reach out to, and that's quite a few, many of the folks as I can reach out to, if I don't have the answer, I definitely can track someone down that has a positive answer that can help us help you. Well, parents, I've talked for the last half hour or so and just giving some insight of what I want to do in 2013. You know, every other week I want to have on a special guest, and probably that off week I'll be following it up with either sneaking in another guest or just following up with some additional dialogue for what we just talked about the previous week. But we want to get this thing flowing. We want to get this thing going and want to get this thing on track. Follow us on Twitter. You can check us out on Twitter at PCP Network, or you can check us out on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page has been up and running for a number of years, Parents Coaching Parents Network. Also, we have a website, and I constantly post little information up either on the Facebook page or on Twitter, and from time to time I'll throw it up on the website, but I found the other two social media outlets are more active and more visible to, you know, my folks out there, folks that need this information, folks that want this information. So I post information up on Facebook and up on Twitter. If you want to check out our website is www.pcpn.info, www.pcpn.info. Or you can just Google us at Parents Coaching Parents Network and something of the sort will pop up. But, you know, when that time comes, and I'll definitely get the information out to everyone and make sure that everyone has the opportunity to catch our next show. And hopefully, that we'll have some informative information for you. So until then, until the meantime, and in between time, you work your thing and I work mine. Let me stop that. That's some old school R&B rap or something of some sort, but anyway, that's not what I want to talk about. You know, we like to say help us help you, and let's work with and through each other, and let's get this thing accomplished, and let's get our kids on track, and the only way we'll be able to do it is working together to make this thing happen. So, This has been M.H. Scott, the host and founder of the Parents Coach and Parent Network. And we'd like to hear from you. So our next show will be next Wednesday. Same bat time, same bat channel. Until then, we're going to close out again with my man Keith. You know, because I love what he does. Close it out, Keith.